Now, you might say, let's see, yesterday we, what, going to town? How would you say that? Just say that. We
are going to town.
Okay. Now, today we are going to town. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we
went to town.
Okay. If I said, what were you doing at 10 o'clock yesterday morning? What would you say? Now, let's see, what were the two of you doing at 10 o'clock?
Sitting down and listening to you.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Okay. If I ask you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there. If you started with there, what would you say? Do you still do many things? Yes, there.
Some things I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some I can't.
If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might say, what color? How would I ask the question?
You want to know whether it's pink or red or...
Yeah.
Or
and red. If I started off saying, what color? How would I finish that? What color?
Are the roses.
Okay. And you might answer, the roses?
White, pink, red, yellow.
Okay. And what word would you put in between roses and pink? You'd say the roses?
Oh.
Okay. If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
haven't.
Okay. And if I said, let's see, let's pretend like it rained all day yesterday. So if I said, was it a nice day? You might answer, no, it
was not.
Okay. And what's a shorter way you could say was not? No, it?
No.
Okay. And there's still another way you could say was not, though. You could say no, it was not, or you could say no, it
would.
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say he if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you say he what?
Wrong.
Yeah. And you could say he what not do that.
Mm-hmm. He must not do this.
Okay. If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yeah,
I reckon.
Okay. And there's another way you could say that. You could say, yeah, I reckon. Or if you're not even that sure, you could say, well,
might.
Okay. Would you ever say might could or might
yes,
can?
Might can. I feel you use that word so much. Might can do something for you tomorrow or next day or something.
Uh-huh. Now, will you finish this sentence for me, please? I slipped on the ice and I just barely managed to keep my balance. Fell down?
I fell down on the ice.
Well, if you didn't fall, though, if you slipped and you sort of went all around but you didn't fall down.
I slid around and stood up. I didn't fall.
Yeah, and so you'd say, I what? Fell down. You came pretty close to it. So you'd say,
I can't believe it.
Okay. Now, let's see. A penny is one...
What's
it? A penny is one...
One cent.
Okay. And a dime is...
Ten. Ten pennies?
Tens.
Ten.
Okay. Now, if somebody moved in over across the street in 1960, you'd say, he's lived here ever... What? You'd say, he moved in over there in 1960, and he's lived here ever...
So long.
Okay. And there's another way to say that, too. That sounds like cent. You say, he moved in over there, and he's lived there ever...
Ever since.
Okay. A greeting on December the 25th is... Now, you can say Happy Christmas, or you can say...
Merry Christmas.
Okay.